a wordsmith wedding officiant, elevates rituals. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here. In this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to reconnect with a part-time wedding officiant who's found success by focusing on personalizing ceremonies and crafting memorable stories. Hey, we are all about memorable stories here, right? That's what we've been doing every day for 2,600 plus days. Stories, tips, questions, and answers, ideas to help you create a side hustle, a small business, some kind of significant money-making opportunity that you pursue apart from your day job by using a skill you already have and without going into debt. If those things sound good to you, you're in the right place. We really want to help and support our listeners who want to break free of the constraints of a day job, or maybe they love their day job, but they just would like to have extra money, pay off debt, not be dependent on that day job income. Listen, these are all good things. Lots of different paths that all lead to some form of empowerment, which is our overall value. So this is our Throwback Thursday segment. We hear this update from somebody. What did we do last week? Let's see here. Last week in this segment, we heard from a Boston-based personal organizer. They pivoted from online media to focusing on transforming homes and lives in their local community. They kind of got a little bit frustrated with social media and were like, I just want to focus locally. And that's totally cool. Today, also a very in-person business. I mean, there are virtual weddings, but I think most weddings we can, you know, safe to say happen in person. We're going to reconnect with this part-time wedding officiant. They are focusing on personalizing ceremonies and crafting stories. So what's happened since? Let's hear directly from them. I'm going to come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hey, it's Karina, the part-time wedding officiant. A few years ago, I shared my story of how I turned my love for public speaking and celebrating love into a thriving side hustle, officiating weddings on weekends. Since then, my business has continued to grow, but not in the way I initially expected. Instead of transitioning into a speaking and coaching role, I found myself drawn to the creative side of wedding planning. As I officiated more weddings, I noticed that many couples struggled with writing their own vows or creating meaningful ceremonies that reflected their unique love stories. So, I decided to expand my services to include custom ceremony writing and creative ritual design. I began collaborating with couples to craft personalized ceremonies that incorporated their favorite memories, inside jokes, and cultural traditions. To find clients, I partnered with local wedding planners and vendors who appreciated my unique approach to officiating. In fact, these days, that's where more than half of my business comes from. One of the most memorable experiences was officiating a surprise wedding for a couple who had been together for over 40 years. Their family reached out to me wanting to create a special ceremony to honor their love story. It was an emotional and heartwarming day that reminded me of why I love this work so much. Of course, growing my business hasn't been without its challenges. Balancing my part-time officiating with a full-time job and personal life can be tricky at times. I've had to learn to set boundaries, manage my time effectively, and communicate clearly with clients. But the rewards far outweigh the challenges. Being part of a couple's special day and helping them create a meaningful ceremony is an incredible honor. I've even had some couples reach out to me years later, thanking me for the impact I had on their wedding day. One of them even got divorced, but said they still had good memories of the wedding. I guess there's more than one way to be happy. Looking ahead, I'm excited to continue growing my business and exploring new ways to celebrate love and connection. I'm currently working on a book of wedding ceremony templates and rituals that I hope will inspire couples to create their own unique and meaningful ceremonies.
All right, I always appreciate our side hustlers and other features out there. Everybody who shares updates, stories, ideas. We've got Failure Friday coming up tomorrow. That's a collection of disappointments and things that don't go well. But of course, most days we're looking at stories of success and stories of evolution, transformation, how you go from idea to income in different ways and such. So as always, listeners, I appreciate you so much. We have a global community of people who are all seeking something similar, but in their own way, which I so respect. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. There's some resources there. There are notes for every episode. And of course, new episodes come out every day, always free. Listen on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify, listen wherever you like to listen. It's up to you. I'm just glad that you're joining me for this daily conversation. So continue, and I will continue as well. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.